He's late to the night shift. He sends a message. I'll be there in 2 minutes.
Oh, today's Let's Beat Up Live Day.
Okay, welcome, I'm late.
All ready? Okay, we should start. You ready for a rebuttal?
Today's year sponsored in honor of Yisrael's 40th birthday.
Oh, yeah? Wow.
Happy year.
He was dead, because then it would have been a whole different story.
But then 6 months here, it was pretty good.
But you are getting old.
What?
You're getting old.
You're 40, really?
Huh?
You're 40, really? No, he's not 40. He's like 32.
He's turning 40. His wife's going to do a big birthday party. No, 39. 39?
A barbecue where we're not invited.
He's younger than me.
Apparently.
Wow. You're good.
That's terrible.
What year were you born in?
What's the big deal?
What year were you born in?
85. You're born after the Depression. After the Depression.
My beard's white too.
You need a band-aid inside of your lip?
My beard's white.
Biting your lip?
What's that?
My beard's white too.
Today's your sponsor.
I'm sensing some jealousy at the white beard.
40, what?
Most of the white.
You look very distinguished.
If you
want to
create something.
Yitzchak ben Shalom is Yaakov and Frum and Tzivin Shana and Minnesota and Shemesh Mulder and Apaleo and for Shem and Tzim is Yitzchak and Shalom for Shalem and Zotik and Mara. Okay.
You think white doesn't show up on Torah?
Javi, what's wrong with the white?
What's wrong with embrace the white, Javi? Embrace
what's wrong with white? What's wrong with white?
I think Yisrael embraced it a long time ago.
Yeah.
Look what happened when he embraced it.
I was going to start plucking
sucking out every single hair of it.
Kept flowing.
Oh!
You're sitting in between.
I'm
going to
spray paint.
I'll play out.
Look like a black pepper guy.
The guy in the warehouse by us takes a magic marker. A permanent marker. And he colors
a sharpie.
Every 3 days he's busy coloring his beard.
And he believes he's getting younger every time he colors in there.
What do you have to say about this?
The health garden.
This is
a geriatric side of the page.
Aichel, Payel, Tishus. You ready?
You may want to say.
So we're angling where a worker is allowed to eat while he works. So Aichel, Payel, Tishus, I feel a dinner. He could eat cucumbers while he's working, even the amount of a dinner. Dinner is a tremendous amount.
Where are you?
Mishnah. Where are you?
Today's Wednesday, the 37th day of Omer.
My bad.
You remember he mumbled through the last, like...
I skipped a line when I was reading the Mishnah. Don't go. Continue. Continue. We're late enough.
Kishas, I feel for dinner. You're allowed to eat cucumbers, even an amount of a
Shelly
dinner. Kaisavis comes to dates, I feel for dinner. And the chiddush is over there that even if it's the Mishnah says side vegetables, side fruits, that by fruits, kaisavis are expensive stuff. So the chiddush is over there that you could even that also, even though it's expensive stuff, you're allowed to eat even the amount of a dinner, which is a lot. Reb Lezer Chasma Aymer.
It's the wind for the bike.
I saw the Mishnah, it said Reb Lezer Ben Chasma. Lo yechel poyel yeser al skorvi. You can't eat more than his pay. So he's making $10 an hour. He can't eat. A tremendous amount. I mean, you're a waste of time, basically.
You know these guys.
Mecham matir, mecham is not a problem. I'm a lamdan sa'odon, shaloyehe ravson, they should be a fresher, the ye soysim is a pesach lefanov. And he's closing the opportunity door of employment to himself because nobody's going to hire him. So if you're that kind of worker, it might be mutter. It's like when you're by the stop sign, you have the right of way. You're allowed to go, but you might be
so
dead right.
Hit you.
So you have to always think about that. My worker, even though it's a mutter to eat.
Because it's right doesn't mean do it.
Even though it's a mutter to eat, but you should be careful what you do because otherwise you'll lose your opportunity of being employed. So, the same thing is Tanakama. What's Nachamina? This last thing, you teach the guy, the Tanakh almost not, you don't have to teach nothing. And Chacham say you gotta teach him.
Self understood.
The Tanakh less than Lam, the Rabbana Islam Lam.
Self understood or not,
You don't have to. You don't have to give him the Eitzah.
What do you mean? What's Tanakama is the first
is what
is
a dinner? It means that you could eat no matter what you want.
What happens more than a dinner?
No, you could eat. Dinner is only the Mishnah.
An example?
Even a dinner, which is so much, you could eat, but you could even eat more.
You could even eat more.
Yeah. It's endless.
Technically, the guy, he could be working for the guy and eating more than he's collecting.
Yeah, I mean, how much could he eat?
Some people work that fast.
You know? Yeah.
Just
usually
the guys that don't accomplish eat a lot.
I'm saying you eat in a pizza store. How much pizza can you eat? 2 pies, 3 pies, 9 pies can you eat?
Well, then you
can
sick of the pizza, right? You're working there always. That's Marcus, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be the pizza. You could be eating the
calzones. How much did you eat to?
There are 5
pies? How many pizza can you eat?
Oh, you remember when we could eat 5 pies? I remember when I used to be able to eat 5 pies.
I did a 5 pies. See,
I
can't.
I struggle with the pie.
I don't look like you.
In Lakewood, they used to call it a slice of pie. So.
When you're 39, you're not 40.
Respect your elders.
You brought his aim up.
Grind to work better.
Huh?
When I was 18, grind to work better.
Oh, yeah.
Mind over matter. You brought his aim up. Ikebenayu.
Matter is stuff.
The Rav Asi. The Omer Rav Asi. Rav Asi says, I feel the socher el lifter eshkol echod. Even if you hire him only to harvest one bushel of grapes. That's Rashi Shita. So Tanakama holds that even one bushel of grapes you could eat. And the Rabbana hold.
No, it's not Rabbana Shita. I'm Rabbana Shita. I feel liberal.
So Tanakama holds that you could even eat that bushel of grapes. Rabbana would hold that you wouldn't be able to. If you have only one bushel, you can't eat it. That would be nafka mina. V'amar Rav Asi, I feel like that's another member of Asi said, Ela eshko echad oichloi. L'chor, these are the exact same things. What's nafka mina? The tzricha. So maybe over there you can't eat. First, why are you eating? First, put it into the Baal Bais. You're working for him. And then, don't eat right away. You don't jump onto the job and right away take lunch. No, over there you could do it at the end. So maybe you can eat right away. There's only one bushel in Malay. You wouldn't be allowed to eat that bushel. No, either way, you're allowed to eat right away. And even if it's one thing, that's the pasuk that says.
So even before he does any work.
Yeah. La locho.
Once he's on the field.
La locho. We don't pass him this. La locho, we don't pass him. The Ramah holds, we don't pass him Asi on any of his shittas. Means if it's only one bushel, you can't eat it. And if there's.
What would that be equivalent to a locho myself?
And there's. What's nafka mina?
No. What would we don't? I can't understand that. But if you hire for one bushel, what does that mean? How big did I get to me? I'm just asking for an example.
What do you mean? I'm hiring.
You hire a day laborer for a half hour.
You hire a guy just to
do. Why a half hour? Maybe an hour and a half.
Because that's exactly the point. That it's short.
It's short.
So then what's the
spite that I'm asking? What's the? He's allowed to eat his lunch. Or your lunch.
You know.
No, Rav Asi holds you are allowed.
Right, and we don't pass him like that.
Right, so you're not allowed. So it means if I hire
you, you're not allowed.
I have one row in my backyard.
You can't eat the whole row.
I say you can't eat.
That's not halacha maisa. We don't have rows in our backyard.
Huh?
I'm asking you, gave an example of a half hour. So now why is it a half hour?
Yochum Miller hires a guy for an hour to do some.
You want to have some malt today?
Yeah.
If the guy has a yard, you can pack popcorn. You only have one box left to pack, one bag. So do me a favor, come in and pack this bag. You can't eat the whole bag.
So it's one bag, not a box, not a carton?
Whatever.
I'm just trying to get.
Any food.
What are you trying to understand?
I'm trying to understand how is it negated to us, right? Even though we do.
You're trying to understand what the minimum amount is?
Yeah. Well,
there's no minimum.
What's a series?
I understand.
Share.
If Tzvi hires me to come pack up his pizza, every day I pack the pizza for the job.
Then it's one
and
case.
He has one thing left. So you didn't come today. What's going on? I said, you just say you don't have any work. I have one pie. Just come over. And I eat that whole pie. I'm not allowed to. According to Rashi, you're allowed to.
There's an equation of when you're allowed to eat and when you're not allowed to eat, apparently. The question wants to know what the equation is.
Yeah.
There's no equation.
But
you want to know if it's three pies could eat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Three pies is it?
Use your brain, so otherwise you don't get a job.
That's the one pie. Tanakama.
Why can't you eat one pie?
Or two pies.
Well, that's the Machlokes Tanakama. We're on the Machlokes Tanakama. We're on the Rashi. Rashi's Shaila is, if you only have one, could you eat? And if you have more than one, when could you eat? Could you eat right away, or first you put it into the basket? Means do you pack up one pie and then you eat, or you come into the pizza shop? By the way, you start eating.
The guy who missed
it. Can you stop eating? You just came. You here for 3 minutes. Excuse me, it's halacha.
The guy who comes. Yeah.
Don't tell me which French fry I'm allowed to pick.
The guy who comes at 12:45 and then clocks out for lunch at 1:00.
We're not here to solve
these were my questions.
We're not here to solve your problems.
I don't have any
work.
Problems.
Yeah, everything went smooth.
Yeah.
My guy doesn't charge me $175 for shipping.
You ready? So the Ramal of my spots is not like that.
If he does, I pass it on.
That's for sure.
Okay. So I think I'm about it. Vamra la pila baza we up to Ikabinayu the Rav. Who's Rav? The Amar Rav Matsasi Megillah Starim Beirachia. There was what's a Megillah Starim? So Rashi explains that Torah Shabbat Peh is not allowed to be written. Only Rebbe was Masakin because Torah was getting lost. So the Masakin to write down Torah Shabbat Peh, otherwise there wouldn't be Gemara. But even in the days when you weren't allowed to write, if somebody heard of like a Shmakazach and he wanted to remember it, he would write it in very short, in a little riddle, he would write, you know, Rashi Prakim, what they said in Mismedrash, and he would put it in his pocket so he could remember, you know, so the Rashi Prakim. He wouldn't write down the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And you would hide it, obviously, because you're not allowed to write down. So you would hide it somewhere. That's called Megillah Starim. So because Megillah Starim, they bear a chiyuv. Because of Ba, Isiv and Yudah Omer, Kisoa v'kerem e'echa. When you come to your friend's vine, B'vias kol adam akasa medaver. Means his shita was that the Torah is saying, anybody's allowed to go into your friend's vine and eat. It's a free-for-all. Even if you're not hiring him.
If they're going to do work.
No work. No work. One second. V'yiz ka'odah ha'makasa medaber. Medaber. V'amarav le'shavas isichai ha'chabariya. It's crazy. You won't be able to live like this.
Right?
Like
every year.
Right. The guy's walking to your field. The guy's passing by your yard. Boop. Excuse me. What are you doing?
There's no point in
making. I work hard for these grapes. You going to keep on eating?
Like the employees to the whole employees to.
No, it's not even employees.
Yeah, I said it's like all employees now.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like might be coming into your thing and just eating.
He doesn't eat. We don't have that problem.
Well, if no one's looking, it's just as bad. I'm coming in.
Let's show you the guy I thought about you.
It's more damage looking.
Yeah.
Last night my father said, Adobe comes in and he starts drinking. This much, what's going on? My father's like, are you crazy? Do you understand the immune system, the thing? My father's giving the whole thing. He's like, do I come into your house and bother you? What are you doing here? Don't listen to my father. He's like, I know who it is. What? He's like, my father says, you want me to come to your house? No, you're not invited. Don't come to my house. Don't come here. I got a drink right now, please.
When you had a rough day?
Every night's a rough night, but. You can't live like this. Now, so the Tanakamu says that you could eat no matter what. He doesn't hold of Isi. He doesn't hold of Isi ben Yehuda. Because he says only a poyel is oichel.
He holds like a kid.
Like Rob.
He holds, whatever, he doesn't hold that anybody is allowed to just walk in. Only someone who's hired is allowed to walk in. Rabbanon, at the end of the Mishnah, who say, Acham Atirin, Avalam Sa'adam, they hold that anybody's allowed to walk in. It's Yosef Mischara. It means any regular guy could walk in. If any regular guy could walk in and eat, then for sure a guy who's working there could eat whatever he wants.
So who are you belong to?
You teach the guy, so listen, you can eat whatever you want.
But you're
not going to get a job.
I don't care. I'm going to eat anyway.
I'm not working. Who cares?
Because you can walk in and eat.
Yeah. No, you have to be hired.
No. Yeah, but the mice, I could put up a fence, right? It's not gonna last forever.
How does Stellan suit to this? This sounds like a third cheetah.
It is a third cheetah.
Who, Isi?
No.
Who's the one who said this?
It's Isi and Yehuda Shita. Easy with the sheet is that even a regular person is allowed to eat. Therefore, a Rabbanon holds that a worker could for sure eat whatever he wants.
Why is he saying that?
He could eat way more than Schor. If a regular guy could walk in and just eat, then a worker could eat endless.
They could just walk in.
Beautiful.
So Tanakama goes like this.
Maybe the heter of that you're allowed to go ahead and take them a guy's vineyard. It's not that you walk into a guy's yard and eat whatever you want. It means you're allowed to go in and work and eat. Anybody's allowed to go in and work and eat. You want to go in and harvest, go take some grapes off the vine. Bring three buckets to the owner's house, to his wine press. You could also eat while you're doing it. That's the halacha.
You can volunteer.
But not just, you can't just walk over with the guy's bag. Right, you can volunteer and eat. But you can't just walk over the guy's property. So Gemara says, Amali,
self-employed.
Huh? Amali,
self-employed.
Afilu hachi, so he told him, Afilu hachi, nichli le'inish lo'ega gure, v'nikt fitha by bise, v'nese kula am lo'achole. He's still better off having a normal work environment, which means if I hire a normal worker, he works for me full time, and I allow him to eat, he's going to ruin my field and eat less and produce more than a guy who comes in just to he wants to nibble some grapes, so he starts working in my field. Get out of here.
Well, you can't stop.
According to Isi.
According to Isi, you can't stop him. But they argue with Isi. He says it doesn't make sense. That's what you're saying. Even if you're saying that Isi Shita is where he's employed. Now we're changing Isi Shita. We're saying Isi Shita is not that you can just walk into the guy's backyard and eat. You can walk in and work and eat. But even that is Leshav Kuzchaya, because that's not a normal way of harvesting your field. It's not a normal way of eating. You're ruining the guy's field. You end up taking a lot more. Any guy wants, he eats this, that. You have no idea what's going on. So the Gemara says, so that's the end of the Gemara. So that's what we're saying. This last one, Rabbanon will go like Isi, depending on which way you learn Isi. Ibaru, Payel, Mishaloi hu oichel, or Mishel, Shamayim hu oichel. This worker that has a lot to eat, what is it considered? Is it considered that it's like a bonus? It's a bonus money. It's his money. He has a bonus that he's allowed to eat. According to Tanakama, dinner. According to him, endless. According to other Nama, he could eat only what his hourly rate is. Let's say his hourly rate is $10 an hour. You could eat up $10 an hour. That's like a bonus. A bonus. You're allowed to eat up $10 an hour. Or no, Mishal Shemayim. Who are you? Lamayin Afkamina. What's the difference? The Amar Tnu Le'ishti Ubanai. He says, I don't want this food. I'm full. I'm satiated. I'm done. my kids and my wife, they're starving, they're standing outside. Whatever I would take, whichever man number you hold, give it to my wife and kids. You give it to them. It's his, it's a bonus. So he makes extra, he's allowed to make an extra $9 an hour, basically. He gives, basically he's making $19 an hour. Because he makes $10 an hour, he's allowed to get up to the value. So let's say $20 an hour. So he, this guy, his real pay is really $20 an hour. So he gives his wife and kids $10 worth of food every hour. No problem. Aliyah, I'm Michelle Shemaim.
It's not part of the pay, though.
If you say it's...
It's not part of his pay.
It's part of his pay.
It's benefits.
It's benefit. Benefit.
It's a benefit.
It's pay. Not a pay.
That's a pay. What's the difference? Can you give it to your wife and kids? You give your wife a benefit?
Some people pay.
I don't understand.
There's no set amount. There's no set amount.
What's he gaining?
He's not buying anything.
He's not buying anything. He's not buying anything.
So you're taking $10 off, so you're buying it.
Not off. Not off.
You said it's 20. He gets paid $10 an hour, plus he has the benefit of
eating whatever he wants.
$10 off.
So he doesn't get
sweat. You don't have a set amount. You don't have a closed stock
kitchen. $10.
$10 and $10.
You don't have a stock kitchen in your...
So yeah, I'm ready.
The difference between hiring for your orchard or locally.
Well, I'm not gonna. It's still a difference. According to which one, Mandam? The Mandam says that you teach him, Lamdam. Okay, that's only according to that's only according to EC, because EC holds anybody to go and become a worker. That's the only EC sheet. We don't hold like EC. That's a chiddush of sheet. But anyway. No one guy can come work. I can't come sit down in the office, open the door. I'm here, I'm working by a desk.
Oh yeah, watch. Watch.
Hey,
watch.
Joe, what's going on? You have anything else I need to talk to you? Who asked you to come over?
Crazy couch.
So Gemara says, Eliyam Shel Shemayim. Eliyam Shel Shemayim Leiko. So the day Zach Le'achmano, the Ishtar Bano Le'Zach Le'achmano. So my, what's that local? So now, it's interesting, my colleague is Rashi Tosafos over here. Rashi learns, the day Zach Le'achmano, B'tzedakah, V'chol Zman, the Lo'y Matal Yodei, Lo'y Zachilei, the Leis V'le Ishtar Bano. So Rashi's Shita is, that the Shayon the Sugya is, could your wife go to the field and take $10 worth of food? You make $10 an hour, she has a $10 benefit of going to Kondra Mandamar. You have a $10 benefit. That benefit that you have, $10, can I just send my wife to the field every hour? Eat $10. She doesn't have to go today to the grocery store. Because I'm working with tomatoes, I'm working in oranges, I'm working in olives, I'm working in everything. Every hour, I work in something else. It's great. She has what to do. Or, no, it's Mishamayim Zachi. It's only you and not your wife. But Rashi clearly says that if you would take it, you'd be able to give it to your wife. The problem is that you're not taking it. According to Rashi, no question whether you hold Mishamayim Zachu or you hold Mishaloyu Zachu, you would be able to take it. If you take it, you'd be able to give it to your kids. Tosfos argues. Tosfos, no way. The Tanai that I made with you, when I hire you, it's as if I'm making a Tanai with you, that if it's Mishal Shemayim Roichel, then it's only you. That's it. This is the deal I'm making. I'm not having your whole family in my office now.
Or at least mooching.
I'm not having your whole family mooching over my thing. You want? There's a deal. Hashem has a thing that if you work for a guy, you're not allowed to muzzle him. No problem. I have no problem. You work in the pizza shop.
Sew your pockets.
Take a French fry. Take it as that. Don't bring your whole family in here. You're welcome to have this problem.
He would bring his whole family.
No, problem.
He would bring his whole family to eat off your plates.
It's sweet. He makes food. He can tell you. Family comes in and everybody picks them each pie. You know what I mean? You can't run a business like this. You just can't run a business like this. Anyway, So that's what Tosfos holds. Tosfos is not afkamina.
No, I don't know if that's true.
He says it's the gemachlokes. Zot the gemara weiter. So Toshma, oichel poil kishus, vafilu be dinner. Because there's a field dinner. Now, yeah, Mishalahi oichel. Oichel be danke. Oichel zuz, I understand. You're hiring him for 10 bucks and he eats a zuz.
Zuz.
I understand. How is that? How exactly is that economical?
Is it zuz more or less than 10
bucks? Way more. Danke is very little. Zuz dinner. You said. Velamai Mishal Shamayim. Who oichel? Say, once honestly, you have the same exact question. Who cares Shemayim? Either way,
still losing
this,
money.
This original amount, it makes still no sense.
Money. Not profitable.
Elamayis l'kameima, Rachman azachle. Hachanam, Rachman azachle. So, Oyke b'danko, Elamayis l'kameima, Rachman azachle. Hachanam, Rachman azachle, means the schus and the Torah. So, Melo, the schus and the Torah.
The what? It's not economical.
Yeah, it doesn't make it.
And economy, he's just saying, you have no rye either way.
No, it's not.
You have no rye. There's no, from this time, you have no rye. But it must be that Rahman is Akhale.
And
Rahman is Akhale, so yeah.
You have no say.
The Torah says you can eat it.
Doesn't have to make sense.
Zot the Gemara.
Welcome to Judaism.
Toshma, Rabbi Lezer ben Chasmaimer.
It's not a
Torah. You can't eat more than your wages. Come up here. My law, welcome in for this. The Machalek is the Ma'asam Mishaloyu Oichel. And therefore, Mishaloyu Oichel, it's his. You can't eat more than your wages. Because it can't be that the amount that you're eating is more than what you're making. So whatever it is that Eibush said that you could just eat, it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to make sense. Total different argument. They're arguing in how to learn the pasuk. It says, your heart desires. You're not going to put into the backside. So the Gemara says that this is machlokes. My sova can nafshecha, but davish moisin nafshe love.
Why is that a kasha even? We just said before that Rachman azachi.
Yeah. So.
So in other words, it's not a shaila of one over the other. They both, even the chacham, even.
No, okay. If you hold mishaloy or you chalta mishal shemayim, it's an extra wage. It's a benefit. It's not Mishal Shamayim. So Gemara says, that basically whatever your wages are, that's how you learn the pasuk. Rashi's v'chalta k'nafshecha b'dover sh'ata moisin nafshecha lo v'la'alas b'keres l'alas b'ilam the moisin nafshel misa v'haynu s'chir. So it means your pay, whatever your pay is, that's what you're allowed to eat. K'nafshecha b'dover sh'moisin nafshecha lo myself, I know, k'nafshecha has nothing to do with that. Ma nafshecha v'sam t'potor apoyel v'sam t'potor like we had before, separate halacha, you learn it from the pasuk.
Okay.
So that was the question, how to learn the pasuk, with nothing to do with this machlokes. Tashma. Another shama tenu leishtoy banov. Another tells give his wife and kids. Ain't shemloy. You're not allowed to give means you have a nazir. A nazir is not allowed to eat grapes.
Not hang around the grape.
He can't even go into the grape.
Wait. Now you don't sound like Dobie. Another shama tenu leishtoy banov. Ain't shemloy. Yeah, mishloy you oichel. Am I ain't shemloy? Why can you listen to him? It's his. It's his benefit. Give it to his wife and kids. So he can eat. He doesn't have to eat. Give it to his wife and kids. Hashem mishum leich leich amrin nazir skar skar lekam lesikrof. We say amrin nazir skar skar lekam lesikrof. That you can't. A guy who's a nazir, we say it's a knas that he should not be around the grapes. Nothing to do with the.
Don't
dish it out. Toshma, Pearl Shama Tunula Ishti, you have no raya. Pearl Shama Tunula Ishti, you banai, ain't shamloi. Yam shalai, yo echel, am I in shamloi? So, what's my poil? Nozer. It means another same thing. What time nozer? What time poil? We said nozer, we said poil. Me, the guy, bad, it's not by each other. There's two separate times. Each one can mean the same thing. One time is a poil, one time is a nozer. Toshma, Menai la poil. Shama Tunula Ishti, you banai, ain't shamloi. Shamloi, Kelly Cholay Sitting. You're right, it says the Lashon Poyel, so you put the Pasuk Poyel, but really it's Alf Nazir. Toshma Yim Narai, Toshma Sarkis Apoyel Liktsuis with the Einim. You hire a worker to cut down into Einim.
Spread out.
To, what is it, spread out? The Yavshim Asadr, yeah, to make,
dry him out.
To dry him out. Hareza Eichel Upatim Ramaisa. He's allowed to eat. Since it's not nimur lachem and still it's dried out, it's not nimur lachem. Maybe we could eat. I'm a nasha oichel ani uvanai oishi oichel v'ni b'schari hu oichel upater uvanai oichel v'chayev. And his son is chayev. V'yam mishloi oichel b'nei amai chayev. If this is his benefit, so it belongs to him now. And if he's pater, so what's he gave over whatever he has. So Moshe says no. The reason why your son is chayev, Ravina mishloi mechzike mekach. Nothing to do with this. An economy could that be is your benefit, you. But it looks like a mecca.
It makes it feel on a mechzi.
It makes it a thing of malacha. Once you buy it, you mechuyev ma'aser.
So the ma'aser is the ra'aser.
It's only mechzi.
Yeah, rabban. It's a rabban. But if you taka would buy it, you'd be mechuyev ma'aser the ra'aser. But because this kid is not the guy doing the work, even though he's getting it the benefit of the father, it looks like a mecca. No, that's the reason, but no riot to what we're saying. Tashma. He's not allowed to eat it. So if he didn't tell them what he's working in,
poach.
It's so like a mecca toys. So point them machilim. You have to redeem it and you feed him. So point them machilim. You have to redeem it and you feed him. We am sure some maim loichel. I might point them machilim. Isu loizach leachmana. It means if it's his benefit. If it's his benefit, so why did he play the machilin? I understand them, why not? I said it's already netter of ari.
Why did he play that?
Come on, Shmaya.
Yeah.
Would have given him something that
shouldn't have to be not obligated to be played there.
No, well, we're asking if it's his. Play? We're asking because not Shmaya, because it's his. Again, same thing. It looks like mechach tois. Because the fact that he came in over here and he didn't know, so it looks like mechach tois. Basically, there's these cake dates, date cakes. They take the dates and they press them together. That's the Gemar Malacha. And so, by wine, it's when it's in the barrel. So over here, the date cake opened up. Nispaschu Chav Yosef. It opened up the barrel. Harel lo yoichlu. You can't eat. Because even though right now it's open, it was already Gemar Malacha. Vin lo yodiyan. And basically his job is to put everything back together. Close the barrels and put the date cakes back together. If you don't let him know, Meister Machilon. You have to Meister and he's key from him. Yeah, Mishra Shemaim Loichel, my Meister Machilon. Yisrael Zach Lachmano. Sigmar says, Vichitim Mohachanami, Mishra Mexican Mechatois. He looks like a Mechatois. Bishlam is Pasa Gula, Mexican Mechatois. Yeah, it's a Mechatois. Hello, Nisbatsuch of Yosef, my Mechatois Ziko. Maybe the other did it with Meister. The guy knows which part. Everybody knows that if it's not closed the barrel, it's not meiser. So Gemara says, "Mamatazika made the other little meiser." Oh, my sheshes shenispuch of Yosef lebar. No, what happens is they spilled in back into the pit, the original pit that he gets taken out of, and his job was to take it out of the pit and put it back into the barrels. So Gemara says, "V'atayin yai mishyar lebar kevekiva." Yai mishyar lebar is already a chiyah meiser. Then you should know that it's already mechuyah meiser. So Gemara says, no, we're going to Rav Akiva, Dalam is Sheyikpa. From when you clean it out, you have to take out the junk, the sediment and all that stuff, chatsanim, and you take that out, that's when it's Mechuyav Maaser. So Gemara says, you should have known that it's not clean. So Gemara says, "Ba'ashadahu gav with a nugget, iu makapa." The guy who shells it out, he's the one that cleans it, and Melo, he has to know that it's not gemar malacha.
They didn't know. So they should have assumed that the guy before them, the task before them already was makapa.
No, they should have assumed that it was.
That they wouldn't be able to eat.
Right, and now it's Chiyuv Maaser. That means the guy,
they would be able to eat.
Oh, you saw,
they could eat because it's not gemar malacha.
That's why it's
mechtos. You assume that it's not gemar malacha because the guy who takes it out, his job is take it out of the pit and put it back in the barrels. Right. That guy's job is also the job to clean it. To take the junk out. So it means till I do my job, it's not gemar malacha. So now I could eat.
It's
now
still here, that means that
one. And now you're telling me I can't eat. Why can't I eat? Oh, this is really gemar malacha. Oh, I didn't know. So it's mechtos. That's what he's saying.
But he's saying that he would, it's the same guy that would do it. So now the fact that he doesn't do it.
No, that's he has to do it. Till he does it, it's not gemar malacha. So he thinks he could eat.
This is stuff that's spilled over.
Right, it's already done.
He doesn't know that it's spilled over. He comes in right now. I hire you right now. Hey, do me a favor. Take stuff out of the pit and put it into the barrel. You have no idea what happened before.
The fact that he doesn't have to do that.
So you think it's
rather. I think that this is the first time doing it. Right. From the Mela, I would also have to make do the gemar malacha, and then it's
chayv. Right. So now I think it's an achdos.
Like, forget, I wouldn't have taken the job.
Yeah, I'm not getting the job. Exactly. I'm thirsty. You ever take a job by Weber? The whole job is that you could walk around swishing a cup with wine.
No pay.
No, keep us tissue, please. Sure.
Bottle of wine, please.
No. So, Friday morning at 10 o'clock, I was swishing a cup. Is that out of your mind?
Not drinking it.
What's that?
Swishing the cup.
Oh.
Come on.
Wow. Okay.
So who the hell goes to the store at 10 o'clock in the morning?
No. The same guys that go to Poland. So Gemara says, Vahasha, Tanya, Rav
Zvid. Those guys out.
So Vahasha, who the guy with the nugget, you, Makpa. Vahasha, Tanya, Rav Zvid. Now Rav Zvid says, B'dabar, B'dabar, Yayim, Shiyar, Labar, B'yikpa. Rav Kiva, B'yikpa, Rav Kiva, I mean, M'shiyishla, B'chavias. When you actually put it into the barrel. I feel Tamish Lenitachav Yosef, the bar. It didn't spill back into the bar. The Amalei, Le'av Adinan, the Mashli. I didn't know that I'm the one that has to, put it into the barrel, right?
No, it's like a foam on top.
Take off this.
The bubble thing is.
Right, the foam, yeah. I didn't know that I'm the one that has to do it. So Gemara says, V'neimu lo ribayu l'chua asuka d'atku, dilma mashli, that maybe you're going to have to, maybe that this is what your job is, but ask who the shorek ahu mashli, the guy who puts it into the, who closes the barrels, he's the one that takes out the foam. So maybe I didn't know that I have to do it, so I thought that there was no gemar malach over here. So I thought I could still eat. Meanwhile, it's already a done deal. Toshma, because otherwise they atzmai, I de benoi, ubita gedoyim, I de avish chosa gedoyim, ba de ishtoi, means he could make a deal that they'll take money and not eat, even though you have a right to eat, to say, we're willing to take the benefit of the money and no food. Ba de ishtoi, means she yesh behem das. They have das means they're willing to they understand the deal and they're merkel the eating. They'll take the money for the food, the $10 an hour extra benefit. Why? Kasoka dies. The Myla Mazinus. And so many days, Myla Mazinus. And obviously, the Rasha Scharpu loss in the Shaloi. Now, I Amrit. So who cares? It's his benefit. If it's his benefit, I can do whatever I want. Ketanim nami nakutz luhu. So Gemara says, no, we're talking about my skin, I'm ain't mile on his anus. He's not giving them food. So he's not giving them food. This is the food that they're eating. So Gemara says, yachidol nami. So if not eating, you're not feeding them, then you can't take away their food. This is their benefit. So Gemara says, Gedolim Yodi v'kamachli. They understand. They know you're not giving food. They'll figure it out another way. They'd rather have the benefit of the money than take the food. There's no food. They work overtime and they get food at night or whatever.
This child comes without that.
This child comes out without food.
That's the benefit.
Right.
That was the benefit to them.
No, and they will take the money. Exactly. They're getting the money instead of the food.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
They're getting hard for a certain amount. That's it.
All right, I guess we'll continue this tomorrow. It's a not easy tomorrow, otherwise I'll finish it. Never stopped it before, but... Woke up too early.
Zion. I thought I was too busy last night. That's why. Right. Yeah, I'll just stop fighting Dolby and maybe we'll be able to learn.
Hey, Michael Lamb, Dubin Barayas. You can't sell, I guess this is kind of Dubin, right? Barayas is the lions, the bears and lions. It's called Dolby Shiyash by Nezaga Robin. You can't sell. Ain't buying in mind, this is going for good. Ain't buying in mind, Basilki, Gado, Mestadio, Obima. Basilki is,
Arena.
Yeah, it's about arena. Gardam is a place to court. Estadia is
Silky is the court.
Okay. Is a ox fighting stadium. Obima is a place that you throw people off. Avabaniman be Moisios ubeis machatzois. Moisios is buildings that are not it's just regular buildings, warehouses. Basically, it's always bathhouses. They give people from my minimum and Zoro also live noise. You have to stop your job by the keeper because that's where they stick out by Zoro and over there.
Right.
That you can't like work in a church.
Can't be part of.
Yeah.